You may have noticed help wanted signs in many restaurant and storefront windows recently. With COVID restrictions lifting, economists say employers may have trouble finding workers to meet the rising demand. The Maryland convenience store chain Royal Farms is now offering a $500 signing bonus, and there's a McDonald's in Florida paying people $50 just to show up to the interview. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Look, the unemployment numbers in this country are getting better, but there's still millions of Americans who are out of work in this pandemic. So how is it possible that some employers could have trouble finding people to fill those jobs right now?
Think about the whiplashing nature of this economy over the past, let's say, 16 months. First, the economic collapse last spring when we locked down, and now the huge surge anticipated coming back out of it. You typically don't fire and rehire many millions of workers at the snap of a finger. Most employers are going to be cautious about committing to new hires. And not that you could just take for granted that there are people waiting to be hired. Millions, we know, have now dropped out of the labor force during COVID. There's children, childcare considerations, healthcare, Zoom schooling. So super number of moving parts.
I think we saw this before. Earlier in the pandemic, there was a labor shortage in American factories. Are the same dynamics at play this time?
Yeah, bottlenecks is the euphemism, right? People were at home hoarding everything from furniture to backyard fire pits and picnic tables. And the manufacturers who made this stuff, they started the year oblivious to the huge shock that was coming down the pike. You think they'd be giddy, but they were sad because they couldn't provision all the demand. So you couldn't find home builders and contractors. Prices, we know, surged on eBay and the secondary market. So even within that huge economic calamity, there were these little boomlets that were uncomfortable for many people.
There are employers who are pointing to the latest COVID stimulus as a disincentive for people to come back to work. You know, they're getting these people who are unemployed getting $300 weekly boosts and unemployment benefits through the beginning of September. What do you think? Is that actually holding people back from going back to work?
I mean, for starters, I'm definitely hearing it from restaurant owners, and I think that's a great example. If suppose you need 40 hours a week from someone, but they're only willing to do half that because the $300 a week benefit more than makes up for hourly wages plus diminished tips. Many restaurants still aren't operating at full capacity. So now suppose you up the ante and you offered $600 a week and your servers and cooks had a cut of a brimming tip jar. I think this is going to be felt when these dining rooms open in full and are short-staffed at the very outset until and unless the owners pay up more.
And what about those incentives I mentioned? McDonald's in Florida offering $50 just to come into the interview. Do those work? Is that a good strategy?
They get press and they get traffic and applicants. You know, but if the competitor sweetens the wage pot after somebody signed on your dotted line, you're going to see these workers go to the competitor and the manager is going to have to shell out promotions and application time all over again. Meanwhile, you know, the drive-thru at McDonald's is still slammed and more customers want this stuff delivered to them. Many buying habits have changed vastly over the past 16 months.
It just makes me think maybe there's a silver lining here. If there is more competition for workers, might they get a higher wage?
It is, but you're also worried about the higher wages coming back when these companies don't have pricing power. They're also really desperate for customers to come back, and people are raring to consume. So it's going to be an interesting reconciliation, a readjustment that takes place in the roaring recovery that is anticipated over the next several months.
Robin Farzad, thank you so much.
My pleasure.